In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, by those angels who rest the soul violently, by those who draw it out gently, by those who swim smoothly, by those who take the lead, racing, by those who direct the affairs of creatures, the day when the Quaker quakes and is followed by the successor. Hearts will be trembling on that day, bearing a humbled look. They will say, "Are we being returned to our earlier state? What, when we have been decayed bones?" They will say, "This then is a ruinous return, yet it will be only a single shout, and behold, they will wake." Did you receive the story of Moses, when his Lord called out to him in the holy valley of Tawa, and said, "Go to Pharaoh, for indeed he has rebelled, and say, would you purify yourself? I will guide you to your Lord, that you may fear him." Then he showed him the greatest sign, but he denied and disobeyed. Then he turned back, walking swiftly, and mustered the people and proclaimed, saying, "I am your exalted Lord." So Allah seized him with the punishment of this life and the hereafter. There is indeed a moral in that for someone who fears. Is it you whose creation is more prodigious, or the sky which he has built? He raised its vault and fashioned it, and darkened its night and brought forth its day. And after that he spread out the earth, and brought forth from it its water and pastures, and set firm the mountains, as a place of sustenance for you and your livestock. When the greatest catastrophe befalls, the day when man will remember his endeavors, and hell is brought into view for one who sees, as for him who was rebellious, and preferred the life of this world, his refuge will indeed be hell. But as for him who is awed to stand before his Lord and forbids the soul from following desire, his refuge will indeed be paradise. They ask you concerning the hour when it will set in. What have you to do with mentioning it? Toward your Lord is its conclusion. You are only a warner for one who fears it. The day they see it, it shall be as if they had not stayed except for an evening or forenoon.